Abraham to the young people from junior high to senior high, and Gloria and Michael are the teachers, and I'm going to ask them to interview a few students. So come on up here. Will you give them a hand, please? A good Chinese welcome, all right?
在传讲今天的创世纪信息以前，我请两位青年人的辅导，他们要在这里跟一个年轻人一起，好像访问他的方式来介绍我们英文组过去这一两个月的学习。
We are studying like you. We're studying the life of Abraham and in Genesis, and so they're great teachers. So go ahead, take it away, Mike.
我们目前正在读亚伯拉罕，所以现在请看他们的弟兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Last time you met one of the middle schoolers, Enoch, who's in seventh grade. This time you'll meet two other very bright and sharp, also seventh graders. So Tina and Kelly, please come up. Let's clap for them. I'm very nervous. Slowly. Okay. All right. The first question is for Tina. The question is, just lately, how has the teaching format upstairs been different? And with that new format, what has it been like?
Okay, so we used to be all one big group, but now the young adults are in the library after we worship, and the middle schoolers are together, and the junior high, the high schoolers, they're together, so yeah. And it's better this way because you're with your own age group, and you can ask more questions, and the younger kids don't have to be intimidated by the older kids.
我们以往都是全部的学生都在一起一起上课，从初中生到高中生。那我们新的方法是分开来，初中生在一班，高中生在一班，让我们觉得我们有属于自己的课。All right,
thank you, Tina. The next question is for Kelly. Just tell us a little bit about what we've been learning in the Sunday school lessons.
We've been learning how Abram and God's promises to him, and how Abram was faithful and he followed those promises, and in the end God rewarded him and treated him well.
我们学习神在亚伯拉罕的作为，我们学习亚伯拉罕如何信靠神，然后到了终点的时候，神是如何的奖赏亚伯拉罕。Okay,
and the class is 7th and 8th grade, mainly 7th graders, and they've been very good, so thank you very much. You can see.
我的课大部分都是七年级跟八年级，七年级的学生多，可他们都非常好。现在it's my turn. Okay, I'm in the high school group, and it's from the 9th to 12th. And Jerry is one of my students, and I'm going to ask him a few questions. 我是在教高中生，从九年级到十二年级。那Jerry是我的一个学生，我现在问问他问题。So Jerry, what we have been studying? Jerry, 我们现在在学什么？
We've been studying Abraham in the New Testament and how he was the father of faith and how he was justified by faith and how his actions were motivated by his faith. And we continue to talk about faith in Hebrews and the different stories of faith from the Old Testament and how they're considered heroes of faith in the New Testament.
我们从新约中来看亚伯拉罕的信心，看他的信心是如何因信称义，然后他的行为借着信心而行出来的，所以我们也会看来研读希伯来书，从希伯来书各个信心上的一些上古的这些人来看神在他们身上的作为。谢谢，Thank you.
Well, those were really good answers, and I'm very proud of our teachers and the students. I must say, though, sometimes I think there's a double standard at EBCC.
我非常高兴刚刚我们的这些年轻人的回答，可是有时候我觉得好像我们教会里面有两种双重的标准。
Could it be that there are two sets of rules?
可能是有两种规矩。
Because I go into these students, and I was in Michael's class last week, and they're taking notes. They're just writing away like this. And I'm wondering if the adults are still taking notes.
我有时候进到 Michael 他的班上的时候，我看到学生们都在记笔记，那我就在想，是不是大人们的这边也是听到的时候也会写笔记？
They're very good students, and I'm so proud to be associated with them. And we've got a good set of teachers on Friday night and Sunday mornings. Praise be to the Lord.
我实在是以我们这些年轻人为荣。
I've asked Pastor King when we preach and teach this message that we would preach together, that you would see two pastors up here and not just a translator.
我曾经跟金弟兄商量说，我们今天的这种信息啊，我希望是两个牧者在这里一起讲道，而不是只是一个人替他翻译。
So if I say something this short and he says something that long, that's okay because I want him to preach too, not just translate.
他说如果我讲的句子只有这么一点点，可是发现金弟兄怎么加长了很多的时候，那个没无所谓，因为这就是我要求他做的。
Now I'm really trusting that he doesn't say, I don't know what that white man said, but here's what I think it means.
我想他并不是不知道说我在讲什么，要加上更多的解释。
Now the other thing I'd like to say before we look into our Bible is that I want to make some application to the Chinese American culture or the Chinese culture.
今天我们要从神的话语里面来看，有一些能够应用到我们中国人或者美国人所有文化里面生活中的应用。
And I will use the word we.
我会特别强调我们。
Now I know that you, by looking at me, know that I'm not Chinese.
你们看我，你们就知道我并不是中国人。
And yet, I identify with you in ministry. This is my church home. So when I'm saying and I'm speaking, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about we. I'm talking about us.
因为我在这里服事，所以当我早就认为我们是一体了，所以我在这里会用我们来形容。
Okay.
好吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we live in very interesting times. Father, we hear this. As people talk about unemployment, as they talk about political divisions, as they talk about financial instabilities across this world, not just in one country, not just in one area, but it's worldwide. It's unprecedented. And Father, we come to you and we pray for your wisdom this morning.
神啊，我们真的是感谢你。我们今天有发现，我们生活在这样一个非常复杂的时代，我们有工作的问题，有一些财务上的问题，有一些国际间事务的问题，因此我们今天早晨来到你面前，要来听你的话。
And Lord, we realize that in times like this, the darker the night, the brighter the light. We pray that Father, we as children of light would shine brightly in a darkened world.
我们也深深地知道，在这个黑暗的时代，当黑暗越深的时候，光明也可以显得出来。我们真是在这里的祈祷是让神的儿女们能够在这个世代中显出他的光来。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Would you please take your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 6?
请我们打开创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
And I'd like for us to just take a brief overview of the life of Noah.
我们简单的来说一说挪亚他的生平。
Now, in the business that I'm in, I work in fundraising, and many times at the foundation, we will get money when somebody has died.
像我工作的机构，就是我们有时候会去筹款，所以当有些人死掉的时候，我们就会承受了一点钱。
And so we read obituaries.
所以我们在人死掉的时候，我们有时候会来读一些纪念他的话。
And I've wondered if you've ever thought about your own obituary. Have you written your obituary yet?
我不知道你现在有没有想过，当你死的时候，人家怎么来说你呢？
You say, well, David, I'm too young. I can't even spell that word. Why would I write it?
你说大卫牧师啊，我还这么年轻，而且你讲的那个单字，我根本都不知道怎么写出来，我怎么写啊？
But some of us look back and we look back in our life, whether we're 30, 40, 50 years old, and we look back and what would we like people to remember us by? What would you like put in your obituary?
可是当我们过了40岁、50岁的时候，你回想你这一生的时候，你是怎么想人怎么看你呢？
You know, well, he liked the cowboys, or he drove too fast, or he was a good man, or they put your accomplishments in there.
或许人家会认为对我们的印象就是说，哦，他是喝很多的酒，他开快车，或者怎么样，他们或说他有很多的成就。
I want to just give a brief synopsis, an obituary for Noah.
我现在就要简单的给大家一点关于挪亚他死后人家对他的一些论。
I think the first thing that would be said in this little newspaper clipping would be he was the one and only follower of God in the midst of a very bad generation.
我想如果在报纸上登一个很简单的普文的话，我们会想到第一点就讲说他是当时那个世代里面唯一跟随神的人。
We know from the preceding verses at the end of chapter 5 and the beginning verses of chapter 6 that the world of Noah was rotten to the core.
我们知道在创世纪第五章的末了跟第六章的第一章的时候，第六章第一节的时候，那里讲到挪亚是生长在生存在一个已经烂掉了的一个世代。
Now some of you know that I live by myself and cook. I'm a microwave cooker.
你们很多人可能知道我是一个人住，所以我煮饭都是用微波炉。
And some of you ladies have never served rotten tomatoes, and some of you men have never eaten rotten tomatoes. Last week I ate a rotten tomato.
或许你们很多人都没有吃过那个坏掉的那个羊鼠，可是我上个礼拜吃了。
It was soft, it was squishy, and it was turning brown.
而且已经软掉了，都变绿了。
And the salad was not crisp, it was wet.
而且那个沙拉呢都已经不脆了，都出水了。
But I didn't have time to get something else, and so I decided I'm going to eat that. And that was not very good.
因为我没有时间再去买别的东西，所以我就决定把它吃下去，结果实在很不好。
One time I took a swallow of milk in the morning.
有一天我喝了一杯奶。
It was old.
已经旧了，老了。
It came out very fast.
Okay, 吃进去马上就出来了，很快。
That was the generation of Noah. It was rotten to the core. What the people wanted to do was evil, only evil.
这就是挪亚生长的那个时代，人们都要做一些坏的事情。
It was so bad that at the end it talks about these Nephilim. We're not real sure who they are. Could they have been fallen angels having a relations, physical relationship with men? Or was it godly men having physical relationships with women that were not godly? We know that it was very bad.
当在这里讲到女人在世上多起来，女人神的儿子跟女子女人的孩子在那里生孩子的时候，有两种说法，一种说是跟天使，人跟天使在那里乱伦了，或者说是本来敬虔的神的子女，竟然跟那个世界上堕落的人的子女通婚了。这里是讲到那个时候世代的情况。
Verse 5 says in chapter 6, And the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of his thoughts was evil.
所以在第五节的时候，那里说到耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是罪恶。
So in the midst of this darkness, there was one bright light, Noah, a man who stood alone.
可是就在这样一个黑暗的时代里面，却只有一个人他站起来了，他就是挪亚。
I think the second thing that would be in the obituary of Noah was he was the secondfather of the human race.
如果我们在看这个符文里面，可能要讲到说，挪亚他是人类第二次重新来的一个第二个父亲。
Now I work with many people up there in Wyckoff who are Dutch.
我曾经在 Wyckoff 有跟在那个厂里面那个城镇里面跟一些荷兰人一起工作。
And it's fun to sit in a room with them and to figure out, oh yes, His mother married her grandmother, well, not married, but, you know, grandfather. And they all seem to have been married and all seem to be connected.
而且当我跟那群人坐在一起的时候，我好像都可以感觉他们中间啊，这个人跟那个人有什么亲戚关系，都可以连在一起。
But we are all connected. Yes, we are all connected to Adam, but we are also connected to Adam through Noah. So he's the second father of the human race.
所以当我们互相想想，我们都可以把我们追溯到跟亚当的关系，而且我们也可以想到，我们后来跟挪亚也发生关系。他是好像亚当是第一个神所造的人，可是后来毁灭了以后，重新再造一个世代的时候，挪亚就是第二个。
I think the third thing that would be on the obituary of this good man, Noah, would be something about his accomplishments, his business accomplishments.
所以第三个在符文上面要讲的就是挪亚他这一生到底有多少的成就。
I think you could describe him as an architectural engineer, a nautical engineer, a ship builder.
我们可能要推崇挪亚他是一个工程师，而且他是一个会造船的人。
He built a boat that was large enough for his family, large enough to stay afloat. It was sturdy enough not to tip over in a storm, large enough to carry animals. And he built that before there was ever rain on the earth.
而且挪亚他造了一个那么大的船，不但可以容下他全家所有的动物，而且那个船他造的时候是根本就还没有下雨的时候。
Some of you engineers can imagine the engineering design that was needed for that boat. The internal structure, the ability to keep it stable, the ability to steer it, the ability for ventilation. All of these things Noah and his family were involved in building.
所有一个造船的工程师都知道，你要造那个船的时候，你要知道多少的事情，包括里面的通风设备，这个船怎么样能够不倒不沉。所以，当挪亚跟他的整个家属在做的时候，他们全部都知道这些事。Not
only was he a man that stood alone, not only was he the second father of the human race, not only was he a shipbuilder, but listen to this, he was somebody who worked at a task for a long time.
挪亚，我们看到他不但是一个在当时世代是一个站立在神面前的人，他不但是我们人类的第二个父亲，而且我们看到他是一个工程师这么聪明的人，而且他在那个世代他是这么坚忍的，在那个世代里面长期的能够活在神的面前。Noah
was a marathon runner, not a 100-yard dash man.
挪亚他是一个能够长跑的人，他不是只是跑一个短距离的。He
understood that godliness is obedience in a long direction, as Peterson says. Godliness is a long-term marathon relationship with God.
就像一个牧师彼得森牧师他说的，我们所谓的敬虔，那是一个很长的路，我们一直维持跟长长的跟神同行。And
fifthly, Noah influenced his family.
最后一点就是挪亚他影响了他的家庭。
Peter says that Noah was a herald of righteousness. Some say he was a preacher. And when it came time to close the door on the ark,
很多人说挪亚他是一个信心的伟人，他或许说他是一个传道者。
Guess who entered the boat with Noah?
Say it again.
Guess who entered the ark with Noah?
我们想想看，有谁跟着挪亚一起进到那个方舟呢？
His family.
他的家人。
Now listen, he had built this ark, the Bible says for 120 years. Maybe you don't like the chronology, but just say for a long time, okay? A lifetime.
或者圣经里面好像说到挪亚他花了120年的时间来造这个船。
He'd been preaching to a God-forsaken culture, a dark culture.
他用120年的时间向当时那个世代，他们完全把神抛弃的世代来讲道。His
preaching was like Jonah said, repent because judgment is coming.
他就好像那个约拿一样在那里到处传讲说，你们要悔改，不然神的审判就来了。And
can you imagine the people say, what are you doing? I'm building a boat. What's a boat? It's going to float on water. It's going to rain a lot. What's rain?
你可以想象到，当人们问他说你在干嘛，他说我在造船，造船做什么？是在鱼里面，当下雨有水的时候可以浮起来。他说下什么雨啊？
He preached a message of righteousness, and at the end, his family said, "We'll follow you."
他一直在传讲的这些道的时候，一直到了最后，他的家人说，我们跟随你。
We'll follow you into the ark of salvation. We'll follow you in righteousness. We'll follow you in faith.
他的家人说，我们要跟从你，我们要跟从你行正对的事情，我们要跟从你接受这个救恩。
So just in a review of his obituary, I think you could say that Noah was the only one that stood out for God in a dark generation.
所以当我们回想他这一生的事情的时候，我们可以说挪亚是在当时的世代里面唯一跟随神的人。
He was the second father of the human race.
他是人类的第二个父亲。
Architectural engineer and shipbuilder.
他是造船的工程师。
Built the biggest boat at that time, the only boat at that time.
他造了当时世界上最大的也是唯一的一艘船。
His family followed him.
而且他的家人跟随他。
But Noah's greatest accomplishment is what God said about him.
但是挪亚最大的成就是神对他的评论。
We write our own obituaries or our kids write about them, but I want to know what God says about my life when it's all over.
我们人的讣文有时候都是我们家人自己写的，可是我要知道，想要知道神怎么看挪亚。
If I'm no longer with you and you start talking about David and you'll say, I was a good old guy, but he had no backhand.
你可能如果当你们讲我的时候
No, I don't translate.
Backhand ping pong.
他说他是很好的人，可是他不会打乒乓。
Or you might say, he likes some Chinese food, but he didn't love it.
他可能喜欢会也习惯中国食物，可是他并不是真的很喜欢。
But I'm really, really interested in not what Pastor King or Tommy or Michael says about me when I'm gone. I'm really interested about what God says about me.
我不管人怎么说我现在很在意神怎么说我。
And one of the things that is the only and the most important thing, isn't it?
而且我认为神怎么看我们是最重要的事，不是吗？
But let's see what God says about Noah. Look at verse 8 of chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8.
我们看第六章，创世纪第六章的第八节。
And verse 8 says, But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
这里说到了唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
This is the idea that God looked upon him with a good disposition. God was pleased with everything he saw about Noah's life.
这里就是总论了神怎么样来看挪亚这一生。
I think about what Paul says in Romans, and I want to read you the English translation from Peterson's The Message. He says this in Romans 12, 1 and 2.Take your everyday life and make it an offering to God.
我现在想要引用一本新译本的圣经，叫做《信息》（Message）。这是加拿大的一个牧者，他重新把那本圣经翻译出来，叫做《Message》。它里面说到
take your everyday life and make it an offering to God.
他怎么样翻译这个罗马书十二章第一节第二节呢？他说要把你每天的生活当做一个活祭献给神。
And don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking.
他说不要把你自己跟这个世界上这么一点都不加思索的跟这个世界就调和进去。
One thing you can say about our culture in America is it is a culture that is addicted to money and power.
或许你可以怎么来形容我们今天的世代呢？你可以说今天的世代是我们都沉迷于那些权力跟金钱。
And Paul says, and he says this in Romans 12, and God says this about Noah, he was not so adjusted to his culture that he fit in.
神怎么样来说挪亚呢？他是说挪亚对那个世代他是格格不入的，他不能够进入那个世代。
If you find no difference in your comfort zone Sunday at 11 o'clock and Monday at 11 o'clock or Tuesday at 11 o'clock, something's wrong.
如果你觉得你今天礼拜天在这里的感觉跟你礼拜一跟礼拜二跟世界上的感觉都完全都没有什么区别的话， 有一件事情你可能需要出了毛病。
If you found favor with men, men who are not even close to God, but they speak well of you.
如果你真的有一个人，他一直称赞你，他跟你很好，他喜欢你，可是这个人他却是完全跟神没有关系的人的时候，你要小心。
The question I have to ask myself is, have they heard of my God?
我自己一直在提醒我自己说，我到底有没有听到神对我的评价？
The second thing it says about Noah is that he was a righteous man. Will you look at verse 9? Noah was a righteous man.
在第九节里面特别提到挪亚在当时的世代是一个完全人，是个义人。
This is the first time this word is used in the Bible.
这是第一次圣经提到义人这个字。
But note that his righteousness does not come from good works. It's not the idea that I keep working and being good, and therefore I'm righteous. No, it's God has given me righteousness, and therefore I work.
注意这里讲到了义人呢，不是说挪亚他做了什么好事，他成为义人。这里乃是说，因为神把他这个义加在我身上，所以我能够行得对。
Four times in the Bible, it's mentioned that Noah is a righteous man.
圣经里面四次提到挪亚是个义人。
But listen, my brothers and sisters, notice that his righteousness was not a private affair.
你要知道这个义人并不是一个个人，只是隐藏于私人里面的一个事情。
He was public about his faith.
而是他是在公众中，在大庭广众里面展示他的信心。
So public that he was willing to be made a spectacle for his faith.
所以他可以这么的公开的让人来检验他的信心。
Have you noticed something?
你知道吗?
I listened to a series of debates on English radio called Unbelievable.
我听过一个在收音机里面有一个关于一个辩论。
One of the things I've noticed is that they bring Muslims on, and these Muslims are very proud and they're very articulate about their faith. They like to talk about their faith.
而他们访问了一个回教徒，而且这些回教徒他们是非常骄傲于他们所信仰的。
Have you noticed that there are people who used to be in the closet, we say, and now they've come out and they're public?
你有没有注意到有些人他们有时候是躲在柜橱里面、壁橱里面，可是现在他站出来了。
And they're proud of their lifestyle.
他们很骄傲他们生活的形态。
But why is it when the world is publicly pronouncing its addiction to wealth, like greed is good, when publicly pronouncing its lifestyle to everybody, Christians are silent?
为什么当这个时代里面那么多的人在那里一直讲说我们贪婪啊或者赚钱这些东西是好的时候，我们基督徒却保持沉默？
The young adult group used to meet, and we used to have dinner, and there was a young lady from Teaneck, from Saudi Arabia. And she would have lunch or dinner with us, and she would publicly talk about her Muslim faith.
我们曾经跟几个年轻人，还有一个阿拉伯来的一个年轻女孩，我们一起吃饭的时候，这个女孩子她在在大众之间，她毫不羞于讲她。回教的信仰。
She was not afraid to wear this.
她一点都不介意她戴那个服装是他们的阿拉伯的服装。
But somehow in our desire to be accepted by everybody, we're silent about the most important thing of our life. We're silent about Jesus Christ. We're silent about righteousness. We're silent about differences that makes in my lifestyle.
很多时候我们为了急于被人家接受，所以我们对于我们的信仰我们都保持沉默。
Where did Noah get this faith from? Where did he learn it from?
到底挪亚从哪里得到这个信心？
And this is where many of our young people are learning their faith from.
我们的年轻人，你们的信心，他们的信心从哪里学来的？
He learned it from Lamech, his father.
挪亚是从拉麦他的父亲那里学来。
He learned it from Methuselah, his grandfather.
他从他的祖父马祖撒拉那里学来。
And he learned it from his great-grandfather, Enoch.
他从他的曾祖父以诺那里听来。
And we'd like Enoch to stand up so we can give him applause right now.
哦，现在讲的 Enoch 就是这里有个叫 Enoch。
What a wonderful, we carry our heritage, Enoch. But now listen, we transfer things in our family.
我们很多时候我们会把我们的信心影响到我们的家人。We
transfer these things consciously.
我们有意识地传染这个信心。And
we transfer them unconsciously.
我们有时候不知不觉中间我们就传递了这个信心。Next
weekend I'm going to be in Canada with my little grandson Thomas.
我下个礼拜我到加拿大去我跟我的孙子。
He's 4 years old now.
他已经四岁了。
And guess what he likes to do?
你知道他想做什么吗?
Well, two things I can remember. Number one, he puts on my shoes and he starts walking around. The shoes are almost as big as half of his body.
他总是喜欢穿我的鞋子到处走，他的这个鞋子差不多他的身高的一半。
And the other thing he likes to do is talk on the phone.
他也喜欢拿个电话。
And he walks around just talking like this. It's not real, it's a fake phone. But what's he doing? He's copying his mother.
他总是拿个电话走来走去学他妈妈讲话的样子。
Do you realize your kids are copying you as you copied your father as he copied your grandfather?
你有没有想到你的孩子们现在都在学习你的样子?
And if you're asking yourself the question, why doesn't he or why doesn't she do this? You know the answer to that more than they do.
如果你在那里问说他今天怎么会成为这个样子的时候，其实你心里很明白他为什么会变这样子。
And one of the saddest things, and we talk about this all the time in the young people's group, is the danger of being a lifer.
Life.
A lifer, a lifetime Christian.
我们有时候在我们的组里面，有时候常常会讲，成为一个你从生下来就是基督徒的话，其实是很危险的。
And my prayer for this group of young people is that they would have a revolutionary faith, not the faith of their parents, but better than their parents.
所以我常常跟年轻人讲到说，你们的信心要是一个革命的、一直革新的一个信心，不是从你父亲那里就传承下来的。
And when they're studying the life of Abraham, as they share the life of faith, and how faith drove Abraham out of the Ur of Chaldees, this is the greatest figure in the world. And yet when you're 16 years old, you know the facts. But do you know the implication of the facts? And I'm still learning those years later.
有时候你读亚伯拉罕的时候，你知道他当时那时代是有那么大的信心，可是当你到16岁的时候，你突然发现可能不一样了。那我们这一生都要自己来学习。
I'm going to tell a story on one of the young adults that's here, but the biggest danger that we have is what we call Wikipedia theologians.
今天我们 跟年轻人有时候讲说，我们今天最大的一个危险就是我们去查那些维基百科全书，我们成为一个书上的一个神学家。
Now, when you teach the Bible today, there are a lot of people that have their phones and they have access to the internet while you're teaching the Bible.
当我们教圣经的时候，我们发现很多的人他手上这个电话都可以找到圣经来读。
And you're teaching a really a great truth. I mean, it's just really important.
是我们教导一些很重要的真理。
And they know that when I teach, I like to ask questions and try to get some interaction.
我教导的时候，我总是喜欢有双向的问答。
And so I had mentioned, I think it was the substitutionary atonement.
我知道我在讲的时候，我还记得我讲到那个代死的那个祭物罪。
Now I know that I'm in trouble if I say, what's the substitutionary atonement? And heads go down and they start typing this in.
因为我知道每次当我在问问题的时候，我就发现所有的人都开始低下头在那里找答案。And
30 seconds later, they come up with an answer.
而且30秒后，他们马上可以给你一个标准答案。It's
a pretty close, good answer.
真是很棒的答案。They
got it off of Wikipedia.
因为他们从维基百科全书里面马上就可以查到。And
they answered right.
他们答案100分。But
the biggest danger is they didn't know it.
可是最大的危险是他们
And when we train our kids to pass the test on the answers, and we don't train them in knowledge or further in wisdom, we will miss the boat.
当我们如果在那里一直教导我们的孩子，他们考试要考得100分的时候，其实我们已经失去了那个最重要的事情。
So Noah was a righteous man. That his righteousness was lived before God in obedience. But it was lived before man, and then the Bible says he was blameless among the people of his time.
我们知道挪亚，他不但是活在神的面前，而且他在那个世代里面，他跟人的关系 也能够相处得好，所以在那个时候，神说在他在当时世代是个完全的人。
He was blameless in his walk.
他是完全没有无可指责的。
Now this came home to me yesterday afternoon at about 4:30.
所以昨天大概下午四点半我回家的时候。
I just learned how I was not blameless in a second way, Mike. I called Mike Shum from my way back from seeing my mother in Pennsylvania.
昨天当我回到家的时候，我发现到了我有些事情不对，所以我就打电话给 Michael.
And I want to make sure that he had lined up the person, the kids that he was going to interview. And I told him that I was on my favorite part of the New Jersey Turnpike.By the airport, 12 lanes of traffic, trains and boats. It's an amazing place in America. I don't think there's any place like it.
我常常经过这个纽瓦克机场的时候，那个地方有很常常会，那是一个很奇特的一个地方。
So Mike said, "Well, how fast are you going?"
我就Michael 就问我说，你现在开多快啊？
And I looked down at the speedometer and I said, oh, about 70, 75.
我说大概我的时速是70、75公里。
Now, listen, if Michael's my son and I'm telling Michael, don't ever drive faster than the speed, and he looks at me and he says, but you're going this fast, am I blameless? No, I'm not blameless.
如果说我是告诉我的孩子说你不要超速，可是当他看到我的里程表是75里一个小时的时候，我到底是不是无可指责呢？
But I'm just thinking of another area where I wasn't blameless, Michael. I'm talking on the phone. You're not supposed to do that.
而且你没有发现我在开车，我又讲电话，我是不应该这样的。
So Noah left clues around his life, his lifestyle. Those of you that are used to computers, the cookies that track where you've been.His cookies on his computer testified that he was a man of God.
所以你知道那个你在用电脑的时候，其实有些电脑上面的软件能够让你可以证明你到底是不是一个神属神的人。
I mean, you guys understand what a cookie is on a tracking device. It tells somebody where you've been all over the internet. God has put a cookie in our life, and He knows where we've been, what we've said, and He tracks that.
电脑的软体里面可以摆上一种装置，可以知道你曾经上过哪些东西，你玩过什么东西。神今天把这个摆我里面。
And God said about Noah that he was blameless before men.
可是神这里对挪亚的评价说，他在人面前是个完全人。
Well, I think the word for blameless or he walked blamelessly is the whole idea of walking. Paul says a couple of things in Ephesians that we're to walk in love.We're to walk as children of light. We're to walk in the Spirit. We're to walk carefully.
所以当保罗在以弗所书里面讲到神的儿女要怎么样的在这世上行走呢？他说我们要行在光中，我们要行在爱中。
God has called us to, yes, a private worship with Him. He's called us to prayer. He's called us to Bible study. But He's also called us horizontally to relate.Positively, godly to each other.
So, 神对我们每一个人的盼望是我们不但是垂直的向神负责，而且我们在水平方面，我们跟我们这个世代的人也能够活出见证。
Well, we've looked at his obituary, what Noah accomplished in his life, and he accomplished as a godly, solitary man.
所以我们看到他的第一点，就是他是一个非常敬虔，可是却是一个孤单的人。
And we looked at how he did this.
他到底怎么做的?
He had the righteousness of God.
他有神的义。
He found favor with God.
而且他在神面前蒙恩。
And he walked before man, and he walked before God in a blameless way.
他在神在人面前都无可指责。
Are there lessons for us here at EBCC in 2012?
今天2012年对我们教会有什么教训呢?
Has God called this church?
神有没有呼召这个教会?
Has God called us as Chinese Americans to a special ministry?
神有没有呼召我们成为一个中国，虽然是一个中国的基督徒，而对有一个特别的使命?
Are we in danger of being seduced by the American culture?
当我们很快的就沉溺于这个美国的文化的时候，其实是一个危险的信号。
Would our grandparents, would our great-grandparents, if they were Christians, would they say that our faith was stronger or was it weaker?
当我们的祖父母成为祖父母的时候，我们会不会到底怎么来看我们的信心？
Have we been seduced by a culture that says greed is good?
我们有没有被这个这种文化说哦，只要贪去贪，尽量得多得，这是好的？我们有没有被这个影响？
Have we been seduced by a culture that is addicted to the latest technology from Apple computer?
这个世代告诉我们说，我们只要是进入这个跟着这个越来越新的科技，能够跟得上就是好的。我们是不是也受这个影响？
We've been seduced by a culture that will sacrifice everything on the altar of success.
我们是不是也受一种说，我们可以不顾一切，牺牲一切，我们只要取得成功，不择手段？
I just want to share with you just a little bit of something that was kind of important for me to understand.
我要跟大家分享一些很重要的事情。
I think you all know this, that the Chinese Americans are called a model minority.
我们知道我们中国人在这个社会上，可能你们都知道我们是称为一群少数的族裔。
Prior to 1965, most of the immigrants that came to America, most of the Chinese immigrants that came to America were poor laborers.
基本上来讲，在1965年以前移民到美国的中国人，大部分都是比较贫穷的。
In a PhD paper from the University of Michigan, and I'm reading some quotes here, prior to 1965, America consumed this low-income, unskilled, hard-working labor.
我们在我在一本在一些一个密歇根大学的一份报道上面讲到，1965年以前的时候，大部分的中国人我们都是在做一些很劳工的很低收入的工作。
After 1965, there were some changes in the American immigration laws, and then America wanted educated, skilled, tolerant Chinese people to come.
从1965年以后，他们改变了一个法律，他们希望有受高等教育的、有高技能的移民能够进入这个国家。
And so many of the immigrants that came after 65, and this may refer to many of you in this group, came as that skilled, highly educated labor force.
所以从1965年以后，有许多可能我们中间有许多人是那个以后来的，他美国开始大量的引进这些高科技、特殊人才。
And as you've come, some coming from poverty, some coming from political oppression, some coming from a world in which there was not much.
我们中间可能很多人是那个时候移民过来，我们可能都是从贫苦当中出来的。
Coming from, this author says, Taiwan and Hong Kong, and coming after the military defeat in 1949, coming to a land of opportunity.
所以我们那个时候那个报道看到，我们很多人可能从一些香港、台湾，或者甚至是一些战争，1949年那个战争以后逃难的，跑到了美国。Coming
to a place where we could worship in public.
可能我们就像希望能够找到一个信仰自由的地方。Coming
to a place where there was abundant opportunity.
我们希望来到一个到处遍地是机会的地方。We
learned that this culture rewarded hard work.
我们学这地方的文化，我们非常辛勤的工作。And
they rewarded it with something we hadn't had before, and that was money.
而且我们可以得到很多我们以前得不到的报酬，那就是金钱。And
that money bought prestige, it bought security, it bought something that our fathers or our forefathers didn't have.
而且我们赚到的钱，我们可以买到很多我们的祖宗、祖父们他们买不到的东西。And
quickly, we became in this culture, and we said, ah, the way to get ahead is to have money. The way to have money is to have education. And this is what I've got to do for my kids so my kids can take care of me.
所以我们慢慢的就得到了一个结论。我们说，哦，我们要成功，我们必须要有钱。我们要有钱，我们必须要能够受很高等的教育。因此，我们就把这些观念，我们就带到了我们的下一代。
not any different from Italian Americans, not any different from my ancestors, Germany and Danish, not any different from the Irish Americans. They were hardworking pillars in the foundation of this culture.
其实这种观念，不管是意大利人，是西班牙人，我们只要是移民，经过那么痛苦的那个奋斗的过程里面，我们都会自然而然有这种观念。
But let me speak to you as Noah for a minute.
让我们再来谈谈诺亚。
As we deliver to our kids stuff that we never had, we never gave them the things that we did have.
当我们给了孩子们很多丰富的资源的时候，其实我们漏了一些东西，我们没有给孩子的。
You want a car? You've got a car.
你要车吗？我给你车。
I didn't have a car.
我自己没有车。
You want education? You got an education.
你要读高等教育吗？那么走，去上学。
I didn't go to school.
因为我自己以前没有上过学。
You want a house? Let me help you get a house.
你要房子吗？我买你一栋房子。
And we come sort of midlife in all of this. We got all of this stuff, degrees, cars, bank accounts, and there's still an emptiness inside. We don't have what Noah had. We don't have that righteousness. We don't have that blamelessness. So there's sort of that emptiness inside.
当我们今天拥有了这一切，有了车子，有了房子，有了钱，可是我们却失去了挪亚他有的那个义，他那个平安，我们没有了。
Jesus tells a story.
耶稣说了一个故事。
After the Sermon on the Mount, he tells a story in Matthew 7. He tells a story about a wise man who built his house on the rock.
耶稣在登山宝训以后，在马太福音第七章里面，他说：“聪明的人，他是把房子盖在磐石上。”
And a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
他说：“笨蛋是把房子盖在沙土上。”
And the storms came on both houses.
当风雨来的时候，这两个都受了试验。
And only one house stood.
只有一栋房子能够存留。
I have seen a house built on sand be destroyed.
我看过房子盖在沙土上的房子倒塌了。If
a personal testimony is okay, please let me share with you.
我愿意跟你们分享一下我个人的一个见证。
I was a pastor for 30 years. I preached 3-4 times every single Sunday.
我做牧者牧师已经30年的时间，我有时候甚至一个主日我要讲三场道，四场道。
My dad was dying of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
我的父亲最后死于那个伯金森症。
And my parents asked me to come and run the family business.
所以我的家人就说，请我去接续我父亲的工作职业。
I had a big house on 6 acres of land.
我曾经有过一栋是坐在6亩地的房子。
It's in charge of a budget of $15 million.
而且我曾经在我手上的预算经过的钱是1500万。
Company car, company expense account. I was the boss.
而且我开的是公司的车，我用的是公司付的钱，所以我是个老板。
I had really everything that the world could offer, including what I thought was lifetime employment.
所以我拥有了这世界上所认为我这一生可以有的东西。
But listen, I had everything but God.
可是那个时候，我有了全世界的一切，可是我却没有神。
I became a prodigal son in about 2 years.
我曾经有2年的时间，我成为浪子。
And I tasted the world.
我尝遍了这世界上的滋味。
And I tasted success and jet trips to Europe and other places.
我曾经坐了我自己的私人飞机，我可以飞到欧洲去。我享尽了这世界的一切。
And my house was built on the sand, and the storms came, and I lost the job, I lost the marriage, I lost everything.
当我的房子建在这些沙土上的时候，当风暴一来的时候，我失去了一切。
And slowly, in the last 10 years, God is allowing me to rebuild.
感谢神，在过去的10年里面，神允许我慢慢的重新建造起来。
There to me is more satisfaction in preparing for this message, in preaching this message,
当在这个时候我准备这样的信息的时候，我的心里面真是充满了真的感恩。
Then being chairman CEO，
比我以前做公司的 CEO 是什么？公司的执行长，我还觉得满足。
We must make sure that when we look back on our lives and we say I want to give you something I never had, I want to give you an education I never had, I want to give you opportunity I never had, we forget to give our children what we did have. That's faith in Jesus Christ. That's obedience to Jesus.
大卫牧师现在讲的是我们这些中国人的父母啊，我们要给我们孩子所有的物质上的丰富，可是我们却没有给他们属灵里面真正的他们的信心跟他们需要有的平安。
The kids don't have to listen to this. Please don't listen, okay? Just this is for the parents, okay? Every parent here.
我现在是对于父母来讲。
Do you encourage your child to attend church as much as you encourage your child to study?
你到底你鼓励你的孩子的读书，你一直逼他读书，跟你要鼓励你孩子到教会去敬拜，是不是同等的呢？
As much.
是不是同样的强调呢？
Have you encouraged your child to think about a call to Christian ministry as well as you've encouraged them to think about getting into a good school?
我们对我们的孩子，我们是鼓励，我们对鼓励他们，我们希望他上这些常春藤的名校，还是说我们愿意鼓励他接受一个神的一个呼召，到一个宣教的工厂、宣教的机构去呢？
God is not calling us to fit in. He's not calling us to be model immigrants. He's not calling us to be model Chinese. He's calling us to stand out, to be blameless, to be righteous before Him and before each other.
神没有呼召我们，他没有要我们成为这个时代里面一个成功的人，一个中国人，一个典型的成功人，他却呼召我们要在这世代里面成为一个义人。
Let's just quickly close, and let me just share with you. Number one, God rescues a godly minority. He doesn't rescue the majority. He rescues the minority.
神在这里，他要的是一群少数的人，他要拯救一群少数的人。
Second Peter, when he talks about Noah, he says this, God knows how to rescue the righteous.
在彼得后书的时候，彼得说：“神知道怎么样来拯救这些义人。”
So he said, "Well, I'm afraid they're going to reject me. God knows how to rescue you. I'm afraid they're going to make fun of me as I stand for my Christian values. God knows how to rescue you. What a wonderful thought!"
当我们一直在想我们没有把握，到底我们真的会不会被神拯救呢？神说：“我会拯救你。”
And there's something else I want to share with you, and that is.God uses a man, a woman, broken and willing to save the world.
神他用着一些近前的男人或女人要来拯救这个世界。
I know some of you can imagine the ridicule that you faced when you stand out for Jesus Christ, but imagine the ridicule that Noah faced as he built a boat for 120 years.
我知道我们中间都会觉得说很担心，说我们这样子出来做见证的时候，我们会被人取笑。可是你能够想象，挪亚他花了120年的时间，在那个世代里面，却天天被人家讥笑吗
？I'm sure the Jay Leno's and the David Letterman's of the day were making fun of him every single night on their program.
我们知道，我们今天看电视的时候，那些搞夜间节目的那些谈笑的人、脱口秀的人，他们常常开这些玩笑。
But God uses broken people, broken people.
可是神他要用的乃是忧伤痛悔的人。
To change the world,
用这些破碎的人来改变世界。
I just started reading a book, and it has really entered into my heart. And I want to share with you one quote.
我最近读了一本书，我要跟大家分享其中的一段话。
And it's a German book, and I think Germans write. Well, I hope there are no Germans here in the crowd, but Germans write very ponderously. They write with when they're translated in English, it's hard to read.
有时候我希望我们中间不是有些德国人写的书是很难翻译的。
But this German wrote a book called The Crucified God.
可是这一位德国作者，他写了一本书，叫做《钉十字架的
神。
I'm going to read it with comment, and I'd like you to listen and hopefully sink in.
我希望读他的其中的一段话，我希望你们能够吸收，能够进入。
He writes this in 1970, so it's 40 years ago when he writes this.
他在40年以前写的这一句话。
It's so prophetic then, but listen to what he says.
This one?
Oh, can it be? Yeah.
Yes, Tommy, please. 他这样子写的。
He wrote this book after experiencing life under dictatorships, South Africa, in the apartheid times, and in Korea.
当他在经过了非洲，经过了北韩、北朝鲜这些事情，他看到了这些事情以后，他写的这一段话。
And Pastor will translate this. In a civilization that glorifies success and happiness and is blind to the suffering of others.
当我们在一种文化里面，那是我们总是尊崇、尊荣、成功，而且快乐，而且我们对于一些受苦的人，我们却完全没有看到。
People's eyes may be open to the truth.
我们希望人们的眼睛能够打开。
Now listen to this. If they remember that it's the center of the Christian faith stands the assailed, the tormented Jesus Christ.
我们但愿有当我们的，如果我们的眼光能够看到了那个被钉十字架的基督，他是这样的被人羞辱，被人折磨，而且最后被人遗忘。我们如果能够看到这个，但愿我们的属灵的眼睛能够打开。
If you're following a Jesus, it's going to make you wealthy. You're following the wrong Christ. He's a forsaken Christ.
你如果认为耶稣就是让你成功的，你错了。
If you're following a Jesus, I'm sorry. If you're following a Jesus, that's going to get you accepted by everybody and get you in every club and every fraternity. You're following the wrong Jesus.
如果你以为你所跟随的耶稣就会让你受很多人的欢迎，而且给你很多的功名财富，你跟错了耶稣，你跟错的不是基督。
We follow a Christ, a Jesus who was forsaken, who was tormented by God, who was rejected by God. That is the center and the core. And so when I'm asked to preach to a God-forsaken culture, I'm doing it because Jesus did it.
我们今天所跟随的耶稣是那个曾经被神为了我们的罪被遗忘的，被苦待的。我们所跟随的是这样的一位基督。
The recollection that God raised the crucified one and made him the hope of the world.
是我们的总论就是耶稣他神怎么样来把这个被钉死的十字架的人的耶稣怎么样来称呼他呢？
Must lead churches to break their alliances with the violent and enter into solidarity with the humiliated.
神他希望我们能够成为这个世界的希望，是希望我们能够奋力的、暴力的，能够抵挡这个世界的所有的力量，而我们能够去与那些受苦的人一起认同。
I'm not speaking this to you all now, but I think there's a danger in the American church, the Caucasian church, that we're so addicted to success that we want to look like the world at every turn. We look like corporate America, we look like entertainment America, and we've forgotten that we follow a crucified, rejected Jesus.
今天这个文化里面，在美国里面最大的问题就是我们都要追求成功，我们都要追求受欢迎，我们要追求财富，可是我们却忘记了我们是追随，应该追随的是一个钉十字架的基督。
The biggest danger for us at EBCC, I think, is that we become a holy club.
今天我们教会里面最大的一个危机就是我们也跟着这个潮流走。
This church does not just exist for you all.
你要知道，这个教会不是只是今天为着我们这些人存在的。
This church exists for the unchurched.
这个教会的存在是为着那些没有到过教会的人存在的。
And you exist in that office and in that neighborhood for the unsaved.
你今天会坐在那个办公室里面，你会住在你的家里面，你是为了你的邻居，为了那些没有信神的人。
So when we gather together and we talk about our accomplishments and we say, oh, well, my son is getting into Oxford, let's just try that one.
当我们聚集的时候，我们可能彼此谈论，就说：“哦，我的儿子今天已经到剑桥大学去了。”
Why don't we brag about I led my neighbor to Jesus Christ?
我们为什么不谈一谈我们怎样把我们的邻居带了信主呢？
Instead of bragging about where we stand in our class rank or the 3 or 4 or 5 colleges that have accepted us, why don't we start bragging about the scripture that we've memorized?
当我们在这里彼此骄傲，彼此谈论说我的孩子已经被五个大学被接受了，谈我们的成绩有多好的时候，我们为什么不能谈谈说我们对圣经我们能够记得到多少神的话呢？
It's a long race, isn't it?
这是一个很长距离的赛跑。
It takes a long time to build a boat the size of the ark.
要盖一个方舟是要多少年的时间？
It takes a long time to build a character of Christ.
要花多少长的时间能够在我们身上显出一点基督的品格来？
But I'm glad we've got some very hard-working Christians here at EBCC.
但是我很高兴，我非常感恩的是，在我们中间，就在这个教会里面，有许多很忠心的基督的跟随者。
Just like Enoch.Talk Methuselah, talk Lamech, talk Noah. I'm praying that each of you are learning, teaching, and discipling those in your way.
我们但愿我们教会里面有出现挪亚、以诺、马土撒拉这样跟随者的人，而且我们可以训练门徒。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can come and be reminded now at the table of the Lord.Of the broken, the crucified, the rejected, the forsaken Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们来感谢你。但愿今天我们在这里，你能够使我们想起，我们常常纪念那个为着我们被钉在十字架上的基督。
This is more important than the newest car. This is more important than the latest gadget. This is more important than the schools we get into.
这个实在太重要了，重要于比我们所有的我们所追求的这些学校、这些财富、这些功名更重要。
Help us to remember that the offerings of the world, they're stale, they don't satisfy. That Father, what's in the word is satisfying, it's deep, it will cause us to grow.
主啊，真的是你来帮助我们认识这个世界是不能满足我们，他给我们的迟早都要败坏掉的，他没有办法帮助我们成长。
If you're here and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果我们当中今天有人还没有曾经从来没有接受过耶稣做你的救主
，Based on the authority of Scripture, you are under the judgment of God.
在圣经的话里面在讲的话，我们没有接受耶稣基督，我们今天是在神的震怒之下。
God has judged fallen angels. He's judged the world of Noah, and He's promised to judge our world for its sinfulness and wickedness.
神他会审判堕落的天使，他会审判这些挪亚的世代那些抵挡神的人。
But I promise you salvation through Jesus Christ, the Ark.
但是我今天靠着神的恩典，我要告诉你，经过耶稣基督这个救命的方舟。
By faith you may enter into the life of Christ, you may receive Christ and be saved.
只要你靠着信心，你可以进到这个方舟，就是耶稣基督的里面，蒙恩得救。
And experience the life of Noah with all of its richness.
而且你可以享受到在挪亚身上所有的一切丰富。
If you've never trusted Christ, I invite you to simply, quietly ask Him into your life right now.
如果你从来没有接受过耶稣基督为你个人的救主，我现在请你安静地把耶稣迎进到你的心目中。
If you've opened the door to Jesus Christ, the scripture says he's come in and you are born again. You have the righteousness of God. You are a child of God.
当你把心门打开迎接耶稣进来的时候，圣经告诉我们，你现在就重生了，你就是耶稣的孩子，你就是神的孩子，你已经是基督徒了。
Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.